This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Even as the United Nations considers how to best assist Iraq in governing itself, U.S. aid agencies and those from other countries are helping to rebuild the country's infrastructure. That includes roads, highways, offices, and schools. Among the priorities, revise and revive the country's education system. A research fellow at the Hoover Institution, Bill Evers, is recently back from Iraq after 6 months as a senior advisor to the Iraqi Ministry of Education. I spoke with him earlier. Bill Evers, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you very much, Alex.
You were recruited by the White House for this mission. What did they ask you to do?
They asked us to make sure that the children were back in school, that teachers were there in the classroom, that there were materials to teach the children with, and to give the best advice we could to the Iraqis that we were working with.
So what do you feel confronts you? What's your priority as you get there and begin to look things over?
Well, the first thing that struck me as I began to see the country is how run down it was. Decades of neglect, decades of disrepair have taken their toll on everything in the country, and the UN agency said that in their view, after analyzing the schools, 80% of them had serious need of repair.
So that's one big job, just kind of the physical structures of the place.
Right.
What about the textbooks? What about the teaching plans, that sort of thing?
Well, the textbooks had serious problems because of the pervasiveness of Saddam propaganda. He was held out to be a kind of superhero. Every time he was mentioned, the text said, "May God preserve him." Lots of pictures of him in heroic postures. Much vilification of other nearby countries that Iraq was hostile to, especially Iran. The idea that the Iranians or Persians are diabolical by nature. They hate Arabs. Similarly, antagonism toward Israel, antagonism toward the United States, but remarkably vehement in the hatred of Iran.
And this is in the textbooks.
Yes, it is. And this comes in all sorts of places that you might not even expect. The physics textbooks, every dozen pages would have a quotation from Saddam Hussein. And you may not have thought of Saddam Hussein as a particle physicist or something, but there he is in the physics textbook.
When you were dealing with the Iraqis that you were working with, what was it that they wanted to do? I mean, were they determined to eradicate the presence of Saddam Hussein from the education system, from all the textbooks, or what was their goal?
Well, the Iraqis seemed to be extremely glad that Saddam was gone, the ones that I encountered, and they gleefully, tore his page out or crossed his face out or these quotations out. I think, though, that their main goal was really to be a normal society, to return to regular day-to-day life and not have it perverted by the excesses of this despotic dictator.
As you look back on your 6 months there, what is it that you think that you've accomplished? That is, if you think about a child going to school in Iraq, is there a possibility for a pretty good schooling system at this point, or is that something that's still a ways off, a year, 2 years, or 5 years, or what?
Well, this is a country that's been run down for a long time, and to rebuild these schools, to revive the prestige of the teaching profession, to re-examine the curriculum and revise it will take some time. In America, to do a curriculum reform takes several years, and it will take the same kind of thing in Iraq, because this is really being run by the Iraqis. They are holding forums now on the future of their education system, on what should be in the curriculum. And this is not something that the Americans are really dictating in any way. This is a thing that's completely sui generis from the Iraqis. But I think there's a determination to avoid the errors of Lebanon, where they had a terrible civil war, to avoid the errors of Iran, where they ended up with a stifling theocracy, and to do much, much better than what they had under Saddam. So I'm hopeful.
Bill Evers, research fellow at the Hoover Institution and senior advisor to the Iraqi Ministry of Education. Bill, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.